The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, and welcome to Let's Talk Midlife Crisis with your hosts,
Ashley
and Tracy. Unfortunately, Ashley isn't able to join us today, but pull up your chair for your seat at the table as we talk about menobrain, brain fog, and cognitive changes, which some of the symptoms can include a loss of focus, distraction, misplacing items, time lapses, memory lapses, mood swings, reduced energy, and diminished productivity, just to name a few. Now, one of our listeners, Lisa T, has mentioned to me in the past that I don't call out sources enough. So this episode is dedicated to you, Lisa T, and I will try to call out as many sources as I can during this episode. But the first one is, according to the Mayo Clinic in Arizona, that brain fog is real and can be a symptom of menopause. Now, I think that's interesting. And the reason that they're saying the brain fog is real is because it's not a clinical term. It might be a symptom, but it's not necessarily a clinical term. So they're saying that it is real. They're and acknowledging it. 60 to 70% of women over 40 are likely to experience some degree of brain fog during menopause. That's huge numbers, 60 to 70%. And according to Dr. Kling, with the Mayo Clinic's Women Health Center in Arizona, that there is good news, and that good news is that brain fog appears to be temporary, which I've often wondered because I'm now postmenopausal, maybe 4 years, 5 years now. So I'm just wondering if I'm ever going to recover, you know, from this heavy brain fog. But again, Dr. Kling says that tests for brain fog after the menopause transition do show improvement. So I am still clinging to a thread of hope that maybe I won't be as mentally sharp as I once was, but that the severe fog will somewhat diminish as I continue to age. I've heard time frames for postmenopausal to clear brain fog is anywhere from 2 to 3 years to 5 to 7 years after menopause. And apparently menopause is 1 year after your last menstrual cycle, but it just goes on forever. So you never get out of menopause. But it looks like I've passed the 2 to 3 year mark, so I'm hopeful 5 to 7 years is going to be my time frame for this heavy brain fog. So after doing some research, a lot of research, with regards to brain fog and maybe things to stay away from, things to help reduce your symptoms, etc., it's always, I feel like with menopause, it always goes back to the same things. It's your diet, your exercise, and, you know, supplements. So again, it doesn't seem to brain fog doesn't seem to stray far from that. If you continue to focus on your diet and focus on exercise and focus on, vitamins and supplements, that you can significantly reduce the brain fog that you're experiencing through any of the menopause stages that you might be going through, whether it be perimenopause, menopause or postmenopausal. All of those things, they help with almost every symptom that you'll be experiencing. So I think that's important to continue to mention. But I was kind of surprised that there were some things that were noted to stay away from that I had no idea. So I thought I would share those with you all. Now, Synergy Health Associates wrote an article stating that to stay away from vegetable oils. So no vegetable oils. So sunflower, canola oil, and especially canola oil is high in inflammatory omega-6 fatty acids, which contribute to brain inflammation. And brain inflammation can be an underlying cause of not only brain fog, but also ADHD, anxiety, depression, memory loss, as well as serious neurological diseases such as strokes or a stroke and Alzheimer's. So very, very interesting. And maybe most of you know that already, that we need to stay away from vegetable oils. But I had no idea. I use vegetable oil and canola oil quite often when I'm cooking. So now that I know, I'm definitely going to be turning more to other alternatives and perhaps using olive oil a lot more than I currently do. It's not named in any of the oils that are harmful or that are high in inflammatory omega-6 fatty acids. And something else that I also found during my research on brain fog is reducing toxins in your home. And one of them is to switch to natural cleaning products and personal care products, which I know has been kind of mainstream top of mind recently. I have people that help me clean my house, and I know that they use natural cleaning products because not only are they safe for humans, but they're also safe for pets that you might have in your home as well. So that's something that you might consider looking into to see what you're using or what, if you have, help with people cleaning your home, what they're using, and even providing products if you have, a cleaning service or staff that helps with your home cleaning or office cleaning for that matter, right? And perhaps even just supply those ingredients or those products to them for them to utilize. And personal care products, I don't use many, but I definitely need to look into the ones that I do use individually to see what, if any, harm that they can be producing and if they are, in fact, enhancing brain fog and cognitive. Also, something which I don't do anymore, but if you do, do not smoke inside your house, not even if you open up a window. So that's something that's important. But I feel like in the day and age that we live in now, smoking, isn't it's not perceived the same way it was when I was growing up. I think it's a very anti-smoking society that we live in now. In most cases, you can't smoke publicly anywhere. And in some cities and towns, they've even banned smoking from outside, which kind of blows my mind. But in any event, don't smoke inside, even if you open up a window. Not good for you, number one, but number two, it enhances brain fog. So we just definitely want to stay away from that. And also a suggestion is to run a HEPA air filter in your bedroom to lighten your toxin load while you sleep. And that just makes complete sense. And perhaps, you know, in your bedroom at night while you sleep, but maybe have an additional one or move, you know, it throughout the day to other rooms in your house. I work from home, so I could easily move it from the bedroom to my office during the day. And perhaps even in the evenings, you know, have it in the family room area where most people gather. It's just something to think about and a way that perhaps you don't have to buy multiple HEPA air filters, you know, and just utilizing the one and maximizing the use of it. And here's something that I thought was very interesting. And now that I'm aware of it, it makes complete sense. But initially, it didn't even dawn on me. And that is seasonal allergies. And I know that here in the desert, we have quite a bit of pollen and other, you know, things that mold and dust that affect our allergies as we move through the year. I think summer is when we really don't have many at all, because I think that, you know, 122 degrees heat pretty much kills about anything that's living out there. So we don't tend to get a lot of allergies or, you know, sicknesses during the summer months. But right now in spring, they're heightened. And even though we don't have as many orchards and fruit trees as we may have once had, I actually have an orange tree in my backyard. And because our weather is so crazy right now, it fluctuates 20 to 30 degrees day by day. What happens for these orange blossoms is they'll bloom on a warm day, and then it'll get cold and they'll die off. And then once it gets warm again, they'll bloom again. So it's not like they're just blooming once in the season. They bloom repeatedly and multiple times, which I find bothers me with my allergies, which I had none of when I was younger, that I've now been experiencing as I continue to mature in life. But definitely seasonal allergies will affect brain fog and cognitiveness. So that's something to think about. And also medications, which doesn't surprise me now that I'm thinking about it, because I have various medications that I do take, prescriptions, from blood pressure medicine to inhalers. And in my past, one inhaler that I was using regularly every day, twice a day, it affected my eyesight. So, it was about 5-8 years ago now. I had early onset cataracts. And it was a very aggressive form of cataracts, which was steroid induced. And it took me a little while to connect the dots, but one of my inhalers was the primary steroid that was a factor in this, you know, early onset aggressive cataracts. And I actually had to have cataract surgery in both of my eyes at a very young age. And I think that the doctor said that it's becoming more and more common, but it was due to a medication that I was taking that I wasn't even aware would cause that. And one day, this medication, there was a pharmaceutical ad on television. And if anybody's ever watched a pharmaceutical ad, most of it are the disclaimers at the end, which I generally don't listen to, just tend to, you know, phase those out. But this was the prescription that I was taking. And part of the disclaimer was that it could damage your vision, or, you know, words to that effect. And that's when the light bulb went off of, oh my gosh, that's 100% what happened to me. So I think it's important to look at the medications that you're prescribed, that you are taking, prescription medications that you're taking. And Google is our best friend, right? So maybe Google those medications for side effects, or have a serious talk with your primary care physician or the physician that's prescribing you these medications. I think it's always important to let them know what prescriptions that you're on, because if you have multiple doctors prescribing for you, that, you know, there might be some overlap and some danger or enhanced side effects from that. So it's very important to speak to any and all physicians that are prescribing medication for you, and ask them if, you know, it enhances brain fog or, you know, cognitive behavior, and if there are alternatives that you can take as opposed to whatever they're being, you're being prescribed right now, to alleviate some of those side effects, if you will. And some things to eat, because we talked about diet, or things to do to reduce some of the symptoms of brain fog, is check the vitamins that you're taking. If you're taking a multivitamin, look at the panel. But four key vitamins that you might be missing that are very, very good in reducing brain fog are vitamin B12, vitamin D, iron, and magnesium. So, you know, definitely look, and if you're not taking a multivitamin, maybe find one that has, you know, good daily levels of these four key vitamins. Again, it's vitamin B12, vitamin D, iron, and magnesium. If not, then, you know, maybe find a couple of good supplements that you can add to your food or your daily diet to include these. And some other things that may help with brain fog is ginseng. And I didn't realize that there were so many ginsengs out there. There's Asian ginseng, there's Korean red ginseng, and American ginseng. But all of them, no matter which one you take, may be an effective memory booster, protecting brain cells from free radical damage. So again, might be something worth looking into. Also, ginkgo biloba may aid in memory loss as well. So as we talked about diet, you know, a healthy diet that includes fatty acids, your omega-3s, omega-6s, antioxidants, so vitamin A, C, and E, and other nutrients can help. And I thought this was kind of cute, but good sources include richly colored fruits and vegetables, such as bananas, red peppers, spinach, oranges. But I thought that was kind of funny, and perhaps it's because I'm not a heavy vegetable or fruit eater, but look for and target richly colored fruits and vegetables. So that's easy to remember. And then oily fish, sardines, salmon, herring, anchovies are all good sources of omega-3 and omega-6. So oily fish and soy. It's something that I don't necessarily include in my diet on a regular basis, occasionally, but not on a regular basis. So soy is something else. And again, regular exercising, walking, jogging, cycling, and water aerobics. Now, I'm going to have to just interject here real quick and share with you that I recently purchased an electric bicycle for myself. I want to get out there. I want to exercise. I haven't exercised in a while. I'm getting up there in my years. My muscle tone is gone, and it really prevented me from getting out there. You know, I was fearful that, you know, I didn't, you know, wasn't going to have the stamina or the muscle tone, you know, to even ride my bicycle anymore, because I do have a beach cruiser in my garage that's collecting dust for years. But I purchased an electric bicycle, and I am obsessed with it. Obsessed with it. It has a pedal assist. You can pedal it just like a regular bicycle. And then it has a button that you push that's pedal assist. So if you just need a little help. And then it also has a throttle that you can, you know, just utilize and not pedal at all. So I've only ridden it a few times since I purchased it a couple weeks ago, but we've had a lot of rain and weather that just wasn't prohibitive of, you know, me thinking it was a good day to go ride a bicycle. But the couple times that I have ridden it so far, I'm obsessed. I love it. I love it. I love it. It was relatively inexpensive as well. I did a lot of research before I purchased it, and I purchased the NACTO. So it's NAKTO, Camel Step Through, and it was on sale for $4.99. And during checkout, I believe it was due to my Capital One shopping discount, I received another $50 off, and there was free shipping. So essentially, I got it for $4.50 and a little bit of tax. I think it was $4.80, and it took only a couple of days to reach my door. So love, love, love it. Can't recommend it highly enough. And it also came 90% assembled for those single females. That was a very, very big concern of mine. But I'm excited. I'll probably ride it again today, as well as often as I can until our weather changes. But something else, back to, I just thought I had to mention that, but back to you know, brain fog and what to eat and, you know, things to do to reduce symptoms. We've talked about supplements. So a high quality daily multivitamin supplement or supplements with that include omega-3s, probiotics, and or vitamin D3 can help bridge nutritional gaps. And if you've been listening at all to any of our episodes, you know that I don't eat well. And I do rely on my vitamins and supplements to bridge my nutrition gaps. So, and this one might be hard for a lot of people. I don't drink coffee, but eliminating caffeine. And now this is what gets me: refined carbs. Oh, that's me right there. But eliminating caffeine. And I know that's got to be hard, but it can be done. And then we also had a listener of ours, Dina A, who had sent over this amazing article or episode. I think it was an episode because it was a YouTube and it was about 2.5 hours long. But it was done. It was an interview with Dr. Lisa Moscone, who is a neuroscientist from Florence, Italy. So I listened to it as I was running errands and doing things, and I found it very, very interesting. Number one, she has a fantastic accent. Who doesn't love an Italian accent? So it was very easy, even though it was a longer article interview. I enjoyed listening to her, if not only for that reason. But she talked about a lot of things, and she started off talking about early studies like back in the 1850s, which showed a man's brain was larger than a woman's brain. And therefore, that's where the misconception of men are smarter than women came from, literally because the physical size of their brains were larger. On average, a man's brain is 5 ounces larger than a woman's brain. But it was later found that a man's head and skull is also larger than a woman's head and skull. So it makes complete sense that the brain for men would be a little bit larger than women's. And according to Dr. Lisa Moscone, 2/3 of people that are diagnosed with Alzheimer's are women. So 2 out of every 3 cases are women. And women have a higher risk for a number of brain conditions. Depression and anxiety is also 2 to 1 towards women. And they have 3 times the risk of autoimmune disorder that affects the brain, such as multiple sclerosis, and 4 times more likely to have migraines, and more likely to die of a stroke, and more likely to form brain tumors. And through her discovery and research of why, the differences in the conditions of, you know, the brain for females versus males, a lot of it has to do with the neurological phases prompted by these 4 changes in women. Number 1 change is premenopausal. So the literal meaning of premenopause is before menopause. So it's any time from when a young female starts her cycle all the way up to perimenopause. So that's premenopausal. So once a young female starts her cycle, that's premenopausal and affects changes in the neurological brain. 2, perimenopausal. 3, menopausal. And 4, postmenopause. So all of these changes, these neurological phases that the female's brain goes through, it does have a significant effect, not only for brain fog, but as we talked about, depression, anxiety, autoimmune disorders, migraines, for goodness sakes, migraines, that in itself is kind of mind-blowing to me. And it makes so much sense because of everything that the female body goes through. But again, she concurs that your brain does go back to normal after menopause. Postmenopausal, again, as I mentioned before, when is that? I'm like, can somebody just put their finger on a date on the calendar for me? Because I feel like it's getting worse and not better, but I do have hope. And some other things that I now also keep in mind, that's important to note, that individual experiences during these phases can vary widely, and not all women will experience the same neurological changes or symptoms. So genetics, lifestyle, and overall health can influence how a woman navigates during these transitions. So just want to make sure that, you know, it's not a one size fits all, but also consulting with a healthcare professional can provide individual personalized guidance and support through each stage of the menopausal transition. So very important to note there. But one of the things, or a couple of things, that I have started to do to kind of break my brain fog, if you will, is I downloaded an app on my mobile phone, Wordle. So it's just one of those word games. But they actually have quite a few apps now that help stimulate your brain function and, you know, pull you out of that brain fog. So it could be just, you know, they say 10 to 15 minutes a day. I can definitely feel the difference, but unfortunately, I find myself kind of getting addicted to it. So I need to, you know, just focus and set a timer and make sure that I don't spend an excess amount of time on any of these apps, because I think screens, you know, as we've talked about many times, you know, create a lot of stress and anxiety. So it's just putting a limit on that, right? So about 10 to 15 minutes, but there are a lot of apps out there that can also help, you know, while you're going through this phase of brain fog. And that just about wraps it up for today. Thank you for joining us on Let's Talk Midlife Crisis, Embrace the Change.
Join the conversation on our website at letstalkmidlifecrisis.com or our Facebook or Instagram and YouTube channels. We'd love to hear from you guys.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.